Why, hey there. What's going on? It's a very special shaving podcast. Things are so busy today. I am literally with a Gillette Mach 3 on my face right now shaving. I have no time. So we have to record though. Why? I'll tell you why. There's a title to this podcast and it goes like this. Sean Hannity is affecting my right to free speech. He's really taking away my right to free speech. Not my right, no. He's taking away my speech. Sean Hannity is taking away my speech. Let me tell you why. After seeing some clips of him and hearing about him and what he's doing, attacking the FBI, attacking laws, attacking the rule of law, spearheading. I don't know why he's a spearhead. I feel like he's one of the closest to President Treason. And what he's done is his attacks on the FBI and the intelligence community, anybody with a brain, anybody who has a brain, anybody who's respecting freedom, any one of those people, his actions are so despicable that I recorded a podcast like almost immediately after I heard this, like, I heard this clip with Hannity and Greg Jarrett, I believe his name was, talking about firing Mueller and integrity of the FBI and stuff like that. And it was so upsetting that I was watching this type of propaganda. And these people who are like basically openly committing treason, that's what you're doing, especially if you know what's going on. Like if you know our president owes $1 billion to Putin through a bunch of Deutsche Bank and others, if you know that and you know that Putin is trying to destroy America and control this country, and you are pushing the side of fire the law, fire American law, you know, appoint ridiculous judges that know nothing. If you've seen any interviews this week about the judges they're nominating solely on ideological basis that know nothing about the law, they're trying to make a mockery of the system. And because that's what Putin does in Russia, and that's how he maintains control in Russia, and that's what Trump is trying to do here, or Putin is trying to do through Trump here. So the reason why Sean Hannity is taking away my speech is because I recorded a podcast after I watched that Greg Jarrett and Sean Hannity clip earlier last week, I think, or this week. It was at least like 4 or 5 days ago. And it was so bad. And I was so upset. And the way I spoke of Sean Hannity was inappropriate for... I was basically sexually harassing words. That's what I was doing. It was so awful. That after I went back and I started to listen to it, I don't even think I fully listened to it. And I was like, I cannot even think of posting this online. So because I cannot put a podcast I recorded on the internet, because it made me so inflamed and upset to see what Sean Hannity is doing. He's taking away my right to speech. No, sorry, not my right. He's taking away my speech. My speech would have been out there if Sean Hannity wasn't trying to spearhead a campaign against the rule of law in America. It should be a crime when you think about it. Like, if he specifically says that, like, the FBI is corrupt and does not back that up. Like, Peter Stork sent in text messages to some broad about how he hates Trump and how Clinton should win 1 million to nothing, 100 million votes to nothing. I think I said that, actually, at one point over the summer. I thought that too. I was like, who in their right mind would vote for Trump? That's before we knew that he was a Russian, that he owed $1 billion to Putin through Deutsche Bank. That was before we knew that. So like, we didn't, remember Trump was saying he has nothing to do with Russia. I don't know any Russians. I never screwed a Russian in my life. I swear hookers never pissed on me. Yeah, he said all those things and we believed it for a little while. Then we're like, yeah, something's up. I don't know. There's a bunch of meetings with Russians. He's always so nice to Putin. I don't know. Right? And then now we know so much more, and we're going to know even more in the future. And so to defend, you know, the agent of the Russian government, essentially, that's in our presidency right now, to do that is wrong. And it's so upsetting that it prevented me from freaking uploading a pod. Anyway, all right, if you want to listen to something good instead of listening to Sean Hannity, we should all boycott Sean Hannity's voice. Like, there was an episode of Black Mirror, I think, on Netflix, where the one that had John Hamm in it, where it's like a Christmas special one. Here, it's a good time. It's Christmas time. Happy Star Wars, everybody. There was an episode of Black Mirror where they had some weird technology in the future, you know, where somebody could block you. Like, instead of like a restraining order, they could physically block you, idea, like implants in your eyes, and you couldn't see the person. Like, they became like a static white fuzz, like an in-between channel on the old UHF TVs. Just a bunch of static. And I was wondering if we could just do that to Sean Hannity's voice so that we never hear Sean or see Sean again. I would love it if he was just, he was like banned from the media. Kind of like the mall did to Roy Moore in Alabama. Like, you can't come here. The internet, maybe now that the net neutrality rules have been repealed, perhaps we will have the ability to block people we don't like. I would love to block him from, everyone should block Sean Hannity from their life. Because those type of actions that he's doing, like I said, make me say words that are unfitting for men, women, children, dogs, birds. I mean, no one should be hearing them. So anyway, instead of, right, blocking that guy. If you do that, I would recommend listening to something else that's awesome. How about Stay Tuned with Preet, I believe. Preet Bharara, former fired U.S. attorney, I believe, in New York. He is great, and he has awesome guests. And there was an episode with Garry Kasparov, you know, Russian expat chess master. Still likes to call. He likes to go out on top. He likes to go out like Peyton Manning, and in his prime at like 38 and out. So he, they did a podcast with Kasparov. Kasparov explains how bad it is in Russia, and why, how Putin keeps control, and the fact that, you know, what he does to the media, and how things have gotten worse. At least even worse than 2012. And it's very sobering because you see Putin exercising this in how he's manipulating Trump and things he's trying to get Trump to do. For example, here's a funny one today. I saw an article about the Trump administration came out and said that the CDC can't use certain words, which is funny, like transgender or something like that. Science-based, evidence-based. Oh, yeah, they weren't allowed to use the words science-based or evidence-based, which is funny because what on earth, why on earth would anyone do that? Why would you issue regulations saying you can't use the words science-based or evidence-based? What threat is the word evidence-based or science-based to, why is that a threat to the Trump administration, to President Treason's administration? I'll tell you why. Because not only is the rule of law under attack by people like Sean Hannity, who we should never talk about or hear again, not only is it under attack by them, but also the administration is going to try to put an attack on logic as well. Because logic is the basis for law. Logic, reason, rationale, and something that we and, you know, a judge who we respect agree upon. Like, if you had all the facts, and you can make the best decision. That's what the law and the justice system is supposed to be. So that there isn't corrupt and unjust actions, right? So that's what the administration is trying to do. And I don't know how long Trump is going to be, President Treason is going to be able to think that he's going to get away with turning America into Russia. Because Americans aren't Russians. Even in Alabama. This is what we learned just recently. Even in Alabama, where people are generally not as informed politically as they would be in other major areas, like I feel like West Coast, East Coast, you know, there's not a whole flyover state issue. Well, I just know that getting away from D.C. especially, you don't get exposed to as much. They're not all that into politics. But right now, things are so bad, and people are aware of treason in the White House, and they're getting the picture now. Because it was supposed to be no Russia, and now it turned into, oh, Putin's everywhere, and Putin loaned Trump a ton of money. And that's not okay. So they even decided not to vote in an accused child molester. Even they made the right choice. And so America's not Russia and will never be Russia. And so you're going to lose. President Treason is going to go to jail. And I think he knows it, and that's why he's attacking the FBI and attacking everyone. So we all just need to stand strong for a reason. When President Treason orders people to do stuff, we just ignore him and say no. We do what other international communities are starting to do, which is not invite him to things. You know, do what the congressman did, boycott when he goes to a civil rights event because he's a joke. Like, we just don't treat him like the president, even though he is the president. Because he won't be the president forever. We know that. No president has ever been the president forever. So that's the truth. And I don't think America is going to allow Putin to put another plant in there, given what we see what's going on. Like, you know, it's just not okay. So... so go listen to Stay Tuned with Preet, the episode with Garry Kasparov, to understand what Putin's playbook is here in America, and then watch Trump try to play it out as we indict the hell out of everyone involved in this and put all these people in jail, because they're essentially tremendous criminals. So I have other things to talk about, but like I said, I'm ridiculously busy right now. So that's a quickie here on what's today. What day are we? What year is this? It's Saturday, December 16th, all right? I've been up and down and out of town. I got to do a football video. I got to do payroll stuff. We got a tax bill to talk about. There's so many things on this podcast. I'm sorry I'm only giving you 11 minutes, but I got to get rolling. So, Kent Braverman, I am out. And don't ever, ever again, hopefully you can, the repeal of the FCC rules. Ajit Pai, hey, Ajit, how about this? Instead of putting fake comments up on the FCC website, how about... you allow me to block Sean Hannity and Fox News from ever entering my sphere of anything, because it's propaganda that I just don't – I have to see it because they keep broadcasting it. But if they're going to broadcast this propaganda, I want to be able to turn Sean Hannity off some days. Can we just do that? Can I have a No Hannity Tuesday or something? All right, I'll go another minute or two. There was something I want to talk about, the Young Turks. I was thinking about if integrity could be a type of propaganda, then that's what I would call the Young Turks, and especially Cenk Huger. I realize that the Young Turks is all Cenk, and I really respect Cenk. He has integrity, accountability. He digs deep to find the truth about what's going on, doesn't take sides, attacks everybody just based on the evidence-based, science-based, the words they're trying to ban from the CDC. because they're helpful when figuring out what the truth is. I really respect it. I was thinking, I'm like, every time I pull out my phone and I'm going through YouTube, I'm seeing this guy's face a lot. And I thought, if you could do something with your life that you're proud of, it would be promoting what you truly believe in. And I get that from Cenk every time I hear him speak, and in the way he conducts himself and the way he runs basically it. An operation of integrity. Now, the reason I bring this up is because in 2007, I think, I interviewed Cenk when I was working at another job. I just did an interview with him on a podcast because he was doing his, like, streaming YouTube. Or it wasn't even YouTube then. I think it was streaming before YouTube on theyoungturks.com, and I used to watch that. So things, you forget how things have changed so fast, technology and media-wise. And I was able to interview him while he was like doing something else for a half an hour one day, and it was cool. And I was like, "That's awesome." Now, when I called him, I got a personal assistant, I think, who laughed at me when I said, "Could I talk to Cenk?" And I don't hold that against Cenk at all. I think that's awesome that he had that number now has to be a personal assistant because he got so big, and that's great. I love it. And I thought, what an admirable thing. Like, if I'm going to point out the miserable human beings of the world like Sean Hannity, I should also give you the opposite side and people who are fighting for integrity and the truth. And I would recommend you subscribe to the Young Turks and you support them, because who would have thought the war that we're in right now is a war with ourselves on truth? That's what problem we have. I mean, I can pit this us against Putin, because that's true too. But what Putin is doing is trying to obstruct truth. And that's what they did in the election. And we're sitting here trying to figure out, how do we call this a crime when somebody's meddling in our elections and muddying up our Facebook pages and making us see things that aren't true and affecting our mind and making us think that Trump and Hillary are both the same bad, which even I didn't vote for Hillary. And I'm smart. I'm usually smart. And I didn't do it because I was like, I can't vote for her. Now, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all the women of the world. And I thank you all for uniting against this
women basically, women and black people pushed Alabama into hands of sanity instead of child molestation. So it's not men. I'm sorry, guys. White guys, me, I'm looking in the mirror, man. We are bad and we need to fix ourselves. That's why all these ladies keep coming out and complaining. So let's put our dicks away, okay? Come on. Let's save our dicks for home and our wives that we don't have sex with enough. Let's do that, okay? Come on now. Get it together. Dudes, you hear me? You hear me, dudes of the world? Let's take one for the team. So, on that note, we're out.